John's dad said. As Sean laid back in his bed, his dad started telling the story. "It was a long time ago," he said. "It all started in a little barn, in a place called Nazareth. A woman named Mary and a man named Joseph had a baby. They named their little baby Jesus. Jesus was a very special baby, born on a very special day. He was special because he was the Son of God. God gave him to Mary and Joseph to be born to do a special thing for everyone. Jesus also happened to be born on December 25th.
"Well, that's Christmas," Sean said excitedly.
"Yeah, buddy, that's Christmas Day. Back then, it was just known as Jesus' birthday. Anyway, Jesus grew up very poor, but surrounded by love. His father, Joseph, was a carpenter, and he taught Jesus to also be a carpenter. His mother, Mary, taught Jesus to love and have compassion for everyone. As Jesus grew, he became a great man. He knew that there were many people in the world that suffered. He also realized that he had the power to make sick people well again. So Jesus left home and began to go around helping people. He gave everything he could to people and never, ever asked for anything in return from them, but love. Many people saw that Jesus was doing great things to help others, and they were jealous. They didn't want Jesus to help people. They were scared of Jesus. Many people followed Jesus, and the kings didn't like that. They wanted people to follow them and love them. They didn't want to earn people's love, though. They were mean rulers who wanted people to love them because they were scared of rulers. God had sent Jesus to the people to help them, and he did just that. Several years passed, and the number of people Jesus had helped had grown. People began to worship Jesus because they realized he was the Son of God. People came from everywhere to see him and just to reach out and touch his clothes as he walked by. The people who followed Jesus and believed in him were called Christians. And just that touch could make a blind man able to see again, or a crippled man to walk. To Jesus, the most precious people were the children. He always made time to do everything he could for the children. Again, he did all of this without asking for anything in return but their love. And they loved Jesus very much. One day, Jesus was arrested and tried by a man named Pontius Pilate. People were scared of Jesus and his followers. Pilate had to make a decision. He decided he had to crucify Jesus to try and please the crowd that gathered. But Jesus was not scared. God had told Jesus that this would happen. Jesus was sent to us from God to die for everyone's sins. "A sin is when someone does something bad," Sean's dad said. So Jesus knew that he would be crucified for all of us, and he was not afraid. All he asked was for people to love him. He was giving up everything and wanted nothing in return but love. Finally, Jesus was crucified and then buried in a tomb in a mountain. But God was not going to let Jesus just die. Jesus had given everything and never wanted anything back. So after 3 days, God brought Jesus back to life and then brought him up to heaven to live forever.
"Now that was a great story, Dad," Sean said. "But what does it have to do with Santa Claus?"
"Well, I'm glad you asked that, buddy," his dad said with a smile. "Sometimes it's hard for people to remember when someone does something good for them. So many, many years after Jesus went to be with God in heaven, another baby was born. Not the same special way that Jesus was born, but he would be a special person anyway. His real name was Kris Kringle. Like Jesus, Mr. Kringle loved children. He grew up to be a toy maker. He was very good and an honest man. He always did for others and never asked for anything in return, but...
Love!
Sean shouted excitedly. Yes, buddy, love, his dad said, laughing.